Are you living your child-free life unapologetically? That's a question that I get quite often over on Instagram at Not a Mama. So I thought it was due time to have an episode about it. That's up next. Welcome to Not a Mama Life, a podcast for child-free humans. We celebrate being child-free. We honor being child-free. This is a podcast where you are seen and heard and celebrated. We will talk about all things life, how we live our child-free lives. My name is Rafi, your host. Let's do this. Unapologetic. The dictionary definition of unapologetic is in a manner that does not acknowledge or express regret. Can you relate to that, being a child-free human? Are you living your life unapologetically? This is a question I often get, or a comment I often get on Instagram at Not a Mama, and sometimes even over on Twitter at Not a Mama Life. And it is so interesting to me because it resonates with so many of us being child-free. Child-free by choice, child-free because we live with no regret of our choices. We are proud of our choice. We do not live with regret or question. And I think it's like our part of our mantra. I believe that all of us should be standing tall and living our life unapologetically. So I kind of like that. Unapologetically, child-free. And it's powerful. It's a powerful word. So my challenge to you is to use that word often. Use it on social media. Let's start a hashtag for it and use it in your life. And so when you are asked those questions, you know the ones. When are you having kids? Why didn't you have kids? Can't you stay late at work? Why didn't you have children? You're married. All of those things. Stand proud and unapologetically answer the question with things like, none of your business, or my favorite, just because, or whatever you use to address those types of questions. I don't think that we answer those questions as firmly and as confidently as we should. And I think it also depends on who's asking that question. But if you go into responding to those child-free questions with the power of the word unapologetic with you or lifting you up, I'm pretty sure it's going to be easier and a better experience overall to answer all those you-know-what kind of questions that we hear, some of us, on a daily basis. Side note, the older you get, the less you hear those questions. So that's a silver lining. That's a wrap. Thank you, my friend, for hanging out with me. I want to remind you to head on over to the episode notes to check out all the links on how you can connect, follow, support, and share this podcast. Until next time.